Glenn Medeiros, 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. It's time for the Daily Dish on the Best Mix in the Morning show for Thursday. And Bill Cosby is a free man. Just hours after news broke that the comedian's rape conviction was overturned, Cosby returned to his Pennsylvania home. His TV wife, Felicia Rashad, celebrated the news, tweeting, "Finally, a terrible wrong has been righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected." That was followed by a huge backlash, with many people pointing out that Cosby wasn't released because he was innocent. The Cosby Show mom later backpedaled, writing that she fully supports survivors of sexual assault coming forward. DA Kevin R. Steele agreed with those calling out Rashad. He said the majority decision by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court orders the release of Cosby from state prison. He was found guilty by a jury and now goes on a free on a procedural issue that is irrelevant to the facts of the crime. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court had overturned his rape conviction, saying a previous agreement with a prosecutor meant he couldn't be charged. The 83-year-old was convicted in 2018 after being charged in 2015 for an incident that occurred in 2004. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison and had served more than 2 years already. Cosby later released a statement saying, quote, "I've never changed my stance or my story. I've always maintained my innocence. Thank you to all my fans, supporters, and friends who have stood by me through this ordeal. Special thanks to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court for upholding the rule of law." Speaking of sexual assault, James Franco has settled his sexual misconduct suit and will pay out $2.2 million to the accusers. In 2019, Sarah Tither Kaplan and Tony Gall filed a class action complaint alleging the actor and his partners, who opened an acting school a few years earlier, engaged in widespread, inappropriate, and sexually charged behavior toward female students by sexualizing their power as a teacher and an employer by dangling the opportunity for roles in their projects. All parties to the suit released a joint statement which read in part, quote, "While defendants continue to deny allegations in the complaint, they acknowledge that plaintiffs have raised important issues, and all parties strongly believe that now is a critical time to focus on and address the mistreatment of women in Hollywood." A Los Angeles judge still needs to approve that settlement before it is final. And Harrison Ford's on-set injury is taking longer than usual to heal, further delaying production on the fifth Indiana Jones movie. An industry insider tells The Sun, "It is Harrison's last outing as Indiana, and everyone thought it would be plain sailing. But now Harrison is injured, and it's worse than first thought." Last week, the 78-year-old star hurt his shoulder while shooting a fight scene. Now comes word he'll be sidelined for at least 3 months as he undergoes shoulder surgery. Source says the film's bosses have come together to work out the scheduling and its chaos. The earliest they think they can restart the production is September. It's unclear if it will affect the release date, which is still set for July 29th of next year. And that's the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.